Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest up needs little introduction, Mark Z of Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, as always, to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. Great to see you.
Great to see you. So our Mark Z moment today, we're going to talk about re-entry, so to speak, people coming back into the offices. So a trend that we're probably going to see more and more of over the next several months. What are you seeing out there?
Correct. We're seeing some final decisions in terms of planning, John. People finally saying, I'm going to go back in because now I have a vaccine and I can. And employers saying, let's now start heavily planning to have people back. And we talked in previous episodes about what things will look like, what employers are going to be doing, what about requiring vaccines? What will happen if somebody doesn't want to have a vaccine? What we want to talk today about is the practical planning. I'm coming back to work and an employer's expectations. If I'm coming back to work, I can't just say, what if, maybe, could be, should be. I have to say, it's definitely happening. Well, John, it's definitely happening for a lot of companies and law firms after Labor Day. That's the plan. A lot of them say, look, we'll continue with the voluntary re-entry during the summer, but we really are talking about benchmarks after Labor Day. So if we're talking about the benchmarks, what should we do? Well, first of all, let's plan to make that happen. We're going back to work, and what will that look like? Well, as an employee, I have to start real life planning. My day is no longer merged from morning to night, where I sit in my home office or in my dining room at the dining room table or somewhere in my house continuing to work remotely. I'm going back to my office, which means I have to have a real set schedule. And part of the set schedule is leaving now, not just clicking on a Zoom call at 7:30, going to certain meetings. I now have to get in my car to get to the train or to drive in. If I'm driving in, I have to build in time that needs to be figured out in terms of my commute. Now, right now, going into Boston, for example, is a cakewalk. Anybody that's going to work or driving in will tell you it takes them half the time that it used to be. Well, guess what? It won't for much longer.
That's going to change. Yeah, one of the downsides of coming back, right? We're going to face traffic again.
Yep. Right, so you have to plan on that. You also have to plan on a parking garage or a parking space. Right now, you can use Spot Hero. There's spaces on the street you can actually get right in front of your buildings downtown. Not much longer, so you have to say, maybe it's time that I enter into a monthly parking lease agreement. There's some great deals going on now if you get in. Some people that took an Airbnb in Hawaii to work remotely, now they're coming, they gave up their apartment in the city or outside the city, they're gonna have to start looking at apartments again, warehouses again. If they do that, they should do it now because apartment complexes or units or unofficially landlords are offering free rent or discounted rent to get people back in. If you do it now, if you wait 3 or 4 months, then you're going to start seeing rentals go back gradually to what they were because now people are planning and they want to get ahead of it.
So you point out a lot of really interesting things happen, a lot of dynamics, a lot of, I think people envision in some degree is like a light switch, right? We're going to flip a switch and suddenly it's going to be back to normal after Labor Day. That's probably not reality. I think we're going to have a lot of organizations that are somewhere in between and some flexibility. And, there's all that talk of what is the new normal going to look like? Are we seeing employers, firms looking at it and saying, here's what the trends are, but this is what we're going to do? Are they carving out their sort of unique footprint and an opportunity to create a corporate culture that is maybe different from the norm, so to speak?
Some are, is the short answer, because what they're looking at. I know, for example, in my company, we're saying, how can you go from everybody working remotely or mostly remotely to requiring everybody back in the office? So a lot of firms and companies are talking about a transition year where you'll come in for a certain amount of time, a certain amount of days, and you can work from home for a certain amount of days. So the requiring the every day is going to be a lower percentage over the course of the year. There'll be definitely a transition year. But people have to really start planning. Ultimately, it could be full-time. For example, I know this sounds like something that a lot of people didn't think of, but a lot of people have been homeschooling during the pandemic. So they're in of their children. They're going to have to start planning, especially if they have really, really young children, to get them into some form of a daycare, because daycare maybe didn't have the kind of spots that they needed, or they didn't want, it was an affordability where they could have their kids at home, or people that got dogs during the pandemic, or cats. Particularly with dogs, if you're not gonna be home during the day, you're gonna have to start planning. Dogs are gonna start, the dogs that you had that were walked, but were still at home, that you left at home during the day before, and now you're there every day, you're gonna have to start planning on what am I gonna do? Because what all the psychologists are talking about is dogs are gonna start having separation anxiety.
Gonna see a lot of torn up shoes and sofas and, household items. Right. And dogs getting bored.
And other things too that they do to get back at you, because all of a sudden it's like, what's going on? Why are you leaving me again? So yes, it's not gonna be an all or nothing, John, but it's gonna be a process that people have to start planning for.
So you touch on a number of interesting things, planning for the commute, planning for, the potential of flexibility. What about reentry into that office space? Are we seeing, or will we see companies start to reshuffle office configuration? I know we saw some of that obviously during the pandemic as people were putting up barriers and, small things of that nature, but the company meeting in a conference room. I'm dealing with a lot of clients who everyone's in the office, but meetings happen over, some sort of, video chat. And so do you think that's something that we're going to get used to? Do you think that we'll huddle together in a conference room come fall? How do you think companies will play those things out? Because I imagine there's a lot of questions that applicants have coming into these companies, culture, et cetera. How do they align with my own beliefs or feelings? And then also the practical aspect of, well, we're all back in the same building, yet we can't gather together in one room.
I think initially there's going to be spacing. So if you want to be in a conference room, you're going to have spacing until everybody's vaccinated and everybody feels comfortable. So you'll have that. You'll have people meeting in the conference rooms. I don't think a lot of the extra sort of office arrangements that have made in regard to spacing, in regard to blockage in terms of that space and blockages of ear and different ear filtrations, I think it's going to be in place for at least the next year once everybody knows more. It's like with the vaccines. The vaccines were emergency vaccines. The FDA is catching up to a lot of the protocols, and nothing is official. But I think it's going to be a transition year where you're going to have certain things that will stay in place, but little things like if everybody's vaccinated, maybe you don't have to be on a tennis court with a mask anymore if you're indoors. Or if you're outdoors, maybe you now can totally be playing tennis with everybody without masks.
I was gonna say, it's really interesting. I mean, some of the concern, obviously, CDC comes out with new guidelines and suddenly everybody's hugging everyone and dropping their masks. I think to your point, sort of a gradual reentry and a toe in the water, wade in, see how it goes, adjust, but do some planning is the bottom line message.
Correct. Plan.
Excellent. Mark Z Legal Staffing. Always a pleasure to see you and have you on Radio Entrepreneurs. And if people want to reach out to you or have further questions, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Thanks, John. It's been a pleasure. First of all, just Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, or markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z-L-E-G-A-L.com, and 617-338-1300.
Excellent. Of course, this has been a Mark Z moment, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.